Ha, I decided I would. Audio content booth 3. So one of the things that I've noticed recently in the audio boo genre, as it were, is that because we're talking about here the peer-to-peer nature of audio boo and how the social barriers are all knocked down and otherwise. And when someone is an expert, if you like, and we have a few, you know, we've all got our individual areas of expertise. What's great about the nature of audio boo is the fact that it's even more... It's even more allowable. It's not quite the right word, but accessible. Our ability and and the other person's desire for us to respond to them is above and beyond one taking advice or listening to an expert. So I'm really not articulating this very well. So if I was, and maybe this is a Jacqueline B thing rather than a human thing, but I suspect not. If I was in a pub and somebody who was an expert in their field was telling me about something, you know, I would ask interesting questions. Well, I hope they were interested, but I would ask questions to show that I'm interested and so on. And if I had a different experience from what they were talking about, I would talk about that experience and I would maybe challenge, a bit strong word, but I would accept their expertise. In audio boo, it's not that I wouldn't accept their expertise, but it's that the content is delivered in such a way that it feels quite acceptable to be able to talk from a naive perspective. So for some reason, Amani Blunt keeps coming into my mind. So he's clearly very knowledgeable, educated man in many, many areas. And I'd never comment on his golf because I don't know a thing about golf. But I really feel that I can have a conversation with Amani Blog, even from my own naive perspective, without it being an imbalanced conversation.